This week, India celebrates the Festival of Lights, or Diwali, and there will be one big thing missing from the celebrations in New Delhi, and that is fireworks. India's Supreme Court has banned the sale of fireworks in the capital because of health concerns. Our New Delhi correspondent Julie McCarthy has more.
Diwali has morphed from a festival of lights illuminated with clay lamps to a festival of sound and fury. It's estimated some 50,000 tons of fireworks are exploded during Diwali, which marks the homecoming of the Hindu god Lord Ram from exile. A public health alarm was sounded after Diwali last year when a toxic haze blanketed the city for days. Delhi's air quality is so poor. A 2015 study found that half of the city's 4.4 million school children have diminished lung capacity. To control the escalating pollution, the Supreme Court banned the sale of fireworks during this year's Diwali. In Delhi's old city, pyrotechnic wholesalers sit in front of their shuttered shops and warily eye anyone who might be a plainclothes cop enforcing the ban. Praveen Kumar complains that his livelihood is going up in smoke. It's 100% correct that we're adding to pollution, he says. But the government says it's only 3% of the total. The other 97% isn't addressed, he says. Besides, what do we tell the kids on Diwali? Go pray, eat your food, and go to bed? How will they enjoy that? Hina Srivastava's family has peddled fireworks and firecrackers for generations and calls the ban an assault on tradition.
It's one of the biggest festival of Hindus. And in Diwali, if there is no crackers, the Diwali doesn't mean anything. Only lights and, you know, sweets. It's too boring.
Other traders asked why farmers burning crop stubble on land outside Delhi weren't penalized, or why diesel vehicles belching toxins weren't banned, or the polluting dust from construction sites. Jyoti Pandey Lavakari, co-founder of the citizen advocacy group Care for Air, says the court is considering all factors. But in tackling fireworks that contain hazardous chemicals, she says the judges took the easiest issue first. And she notes the foul air extends far beyond Delhi.
Everywhere there are polluted cities in India which are equally, if not more, polluted. Not just firecrackers, but all these other measures should be imposed pan-India. This is not about Delhi, this is about the whole country.
Delhiites who bought fireworks before the ban will be free to fire them, though they are expected to be a lot fewer. That's welcome news for this 60-year-old rag picker, Radha Singh.
Diwali se hi to bimar.
I fall sick every Diwali. I can't tolerate the smoke. I've no money for a doctor or medicine. All I can do, she says, is lie down at my place. She points to a tree along the roadside, which she says has been her home. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.